Now you're not going to start?
No, I wasn't sure what you were pointing at.
You!
Oh. No, you were pointing up. Oh, I'm not up.
You are.
I'm down.
You don't let the Lord start this episode. That's why.
Yeah, because it's a piece of shit.
Yeah, you're
God,
sad?
God help us, please.
Yes. This episode made me sad.
Down?
Welcome to Wings on Wings. I'm DJ.
I'm Michelle.
Ooh. I'm Tatum.
Still Brett.
I'm Doug.
And we just watched, what is it? Oh, shit. No. Oh, no, I hit a button. There it is. Too Beautiful for You, Season 8, Episode 5, from October 23rd of 1996. Wings continues to break our hearts. And we are eating Pepper Palace's Chesapeake Bay hot sauce, the second Old Bay style hot sauce in the history of this podcast. You know, the first one being about 3 years ago before Tatum entered the fray.
And it's definitely the inferior of the two.
It absolutely is.
I was already going to be able to tell that by the smell. And the thinness. There's a thin sauceroo here.
Yep. She's definitely a thin one.
So we got an Antonio episode. Antonio be fucking.
It's a sad sack Antonio episode.
She was also very thin.
He be fucking all right.
The entire sad sack Antonio shit is getting fucking tiring.
It really is.
Yeah.
Like, come on. What's the character development here? There's literally none.
Mm-mm. It's just like, we don't know what episode to write because everything is boring and stupid on this crappy show. But we still have to finish the season. Oh, we'll just go back to Antonio's a sad sack and just stupid shit always happens to him. And he's awful and he sucks and he's a butt.
He's a butt.
Awful suck butt.
And they're all in the tourism industry in Nantucket. So, like, are any of them really doing better than Antonio?
No.
That's the thing. They should all be doing shit.
Right. Well, and, okay, so then the B plot of this episode would be Helen's thing with the carte blanche, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. Helen's a shit cook, and now a good cook is showing up.
Exactly. And so, but it's been well established. We have known all along that Helen is really not a good cook.
And I feel like they never really, like, played it up too much.
Yeah,
they didn't. They never played it up too much, but it was like, whatever. It doesn't matter. Like, here we've got the lunch counter. We've not really paid too much attention to it. And she did enough business, but it has been stated on multiple occasions that she's not that good of a cook. Mm-hmm. So, like, she's not doing anything. Sandpiper is, like, you know, just flying to Boston because
nobody flies anymore.
Right? Honestly, they're just flying to Boston, like, on their own whims, but they don't ever seem to have passengers except for Jenny right? McCarthy a few weeks ago.
They've definitely abandoned the state of business for Sandpiper being a comedic device. Like, oh man, how are they going to solve this problem that they have now?
Right.
And it's just gone to, it's like, oh yeah, that's just a backdrop for everything else we have going on for all the characters hanging out together and doing
shit.
You
know when that happened?
When?
When Lowell left.
Yeah.
You know what?
That's true.
Yeah.
And then the other mechanic left, and there's no plane.
They don't talk about the planes. Oh, they don't go to the hangar.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Bud just disappeared. We knew that, resolution.
Though. If you look on the IMDb, he's only in like six episodes or whatever since they did not do it much.
Interesting.
So either everybody hated the character.
Yeah.
Or they just fucked up.
It wasn't Wool.
Yeah.
So to just dive right into the A-plot,
a better job.
Everybody strap in here because this is not great. Antonio comes in and announces to everyone that he is no longer going to have sad Saturday nights alone because now he is volunteering at the suicide hotline.
Uh-huh. Nantucket suicide hotline. That's just a guy in a room with one phone.
I'm not even going to lie. I had chosen to forget that was how he met her in the last 30 minutes.
Yeah.
DJ, who was that guy?
So the guy that Antonio relieves from the suicide hotline. I'm going to look it up. Ryan Hurst.
Damn right.
Ope from Sons of Anarchy.
Fucking Ope.
The best character on that
fucking
show.
Obi. Absolutely.
And the dude from Remember the Titans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tatum,
what's Remember the Titans?
Football movie with Denzel Washington.
Mm-hmm. watching you watching this show was a study in somebody who was having, I can't remember the term of it, where you are feeling trauma? Embarrassed for them.
Oh. Yeah. Like secondhand embarrassment.
Secondhand That's embarrassment.
Because I'm watching you, like, dread. Just, like, holding your head, covering your eyes, just looking dismayed, looking to crawl into the couch, and just looking like, oh my fuck, how worse can this get?
Yeah. I don't hide my emotions well. I don't have a poker face.
You want to go to the casino?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Fuck yeah. Fuck this show.
It was so uncomfortable.
Well, no.
Yeah. So Antonio's first call is a lady who just needs someone to listen to because her boyfriend leaves her.
Her name is Elise.
Her name's Elise. And
was it Elise or Elise?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh.
Elise.
Yeah.
So he like listens back to listen. And he unplugs the phone, but she stays on the line. Is that possible?
Well, because he only unplugged the hand.
That's all. Yeah, I haven't seen
the receiver,
telephone in years.
And she kept talking.
Yes. So then she thinks he's a great listener. And then he picks her up. Like, they're going to go on a date. Mm-hmm. And so that's what the rest of this episode is about.
Just to recap there, in case anybody missed that, mm-hmm. he asks a woman out who just called... Mm-hmm. The suicide hotline.
Right.
And this is where I started to crawl into the couch.
Yeah. Yeah. Terrible.
Yeah, terrible.
Thank God Opie made an appearance.
Mm-hmm. Right. But so this episode's called Too Beautiful For You. Beautiful For You, because the catch of this episode is that she's too pretty for Antonio. Her name is Tracy Scoggins. That's the actress. She's a very pretty lady. She did a lot of things. She's a regular cast member on Babylon 5.
I don't know.
Did that air on UPN?
I've never.
I don't know. She played Colonel Elizabeth Lockley.
It's like a space.
Yeah.
Thing.
Just a typical sort of. She had 21 episodes of Babylon 5, and then like all the TV movies and stuff. Two episodes of Silk Stockings. Three episodes of Highlander the series.
Silk Stockings mentions.
Right.
Highlander, the series is so good.
An episode of The Commish.
Hey, I love The Commish.
But, like, probably, I don't remember her, but other than being in two demonic toys movies, she played Cat Grant in Lois and Clark, the New Adventures of Superman.
Oh, that Dean Cain jerk off?
Yeah, Cat Grant is, that's a she works at the,
Dean Cain is a
the newspaper.
Off.
So...
Kane. Remember when he hosted Ripley's Believe It or Not for a while?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. No. Ugh.
So.
But is he now one of those celebrities that's like, it's hard being conservative?
Yeah, he's one of those tools. Yeah.
Mm. Him and Kevin Sorbo are buddies.
And James Woods, sadly.
Shout out Kevin Sorbo.
And Kevin Kelly.
The only man to get me blocked from social media.
Where's my ravioli?
But yeah, so that's like the basis of this episode is like, there's a food truck. So Helen is like doing theme nights in the restaurant.
A food cart.
Or a food cart. Helen then starts
a
doing
meat cart.
She's doing theme days at like she does like a Mexican day. Well, and
so
it's very
that was
weird.
The end. Yeah.
Yeah. But there's a couple other ones. I don't show.
There's a one the Taste of Tokyo.
Oh right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Which was before
the Doo-Wop Cafe.
The Doo-Wop Cafe. Mm.
In which she's on roller skates.
Mm-hmm. She was good on roller skates.
She's a great roller skater.
That was probably the best. I enjoyed like some of the physical, some of the action of that. Like
great,
the way they were rolling
about roller
around.
Skating.
Fuck yeah.
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 Are you guys good at roller skating?
Casey pushes her in the roller skate. I used to be excellent at roller skating.
That's what started my ankle troubles.
I don't know.
Not built for wheels.
First time I ever sprained my ankle was on roller skates, and it's been all downhill
never
from here.
I was really good at it. I loved it.
My parents owned a roller skating rink when I was growing up, so I grew up skating. No,
was
I'm so
was
bougie.
Was it Roller King?
No. Okay. Remember, I'm not from here. It was Skate Town.
Skate Town, USA.
Skate Town. And I did play roller derby until I found out that I was pregnant with my son.
What roller derby team were you on?
Oh, I was on the original like local team, the Coal City Rollers.
We've talked about that on here before.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I was on the Panty Pirates.
And what was your roller skater name?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Michelle. initially, it was Lunachick, but a million other bitches have that name. Shout out to you bitches.
We love bitches.
And then I changed it to Lily St. Serial Killer. Nice. You know, Lily St. Cyr, like the burlesque dancer. And my number was 187. And I do currently have my skates.
Motherfucking cop.
Yep. And one of my employees actually just joined the local team, and their first bout is the end of this month.
Ooh. Nice.
Yeah, so I'm super stoked for her. And I do, to this day, keep my skates in the back of my car, just in case.
Britt, do you have any roller derby stories?
Nope. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Which one was she?
Statue of limitations ain't up on that yet.
No, I have none. We're good. Continue.
Damn. Shutting it down.
But Helen was pretty good on her skates. Like, I was really impressed when she turned around and toe stopped.
Yeah. Sure. Oh, what would... I have a fun game for us to play since this episode was terrible.
Garbage.
Dog shit.
What would Helen's roller derby name be?
Oh, I thought you were going to make us... I thought you were going to make us all come up with roller derby names. I was very excited.
I mean, we could all... Yeah, we could all come up with them. If you have one, I want to hear it.
I don't right now.
Helen's roller derby name would be the same as my Wu-Tang name, which is Bitch Face Killer.
I like it.
What's happening?
I feel like it's
Helen Wheels.
Helen Wheels! Ow!
You're good at this.
Thank you.
You're really good at
this. Thank you.
I like it.
Yeah. There's no other answer. That's the right one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What would your roller derby name be?
I have no idea. I don't know.
DJ Killer.
I don't know.
It would be something with DJ. One time somebody really thought he was a DJ. And
it's true.
That his DJ name was DJ Rollenbecker.
So can you do...
I love that.
That's true. Is it roller skates specifically, or is it or is it roller blades?
No.
In roller derby?
Yeah.
Skates.
Oh, okay. Because the first thing that popped into my brain is if it was rollerblades, I would be Ruben Blades, but that's only a joke for Doug.
Wow.
Co-star of Predator 2, Ruben Blades.
Star on a fucking deep pool there.
Oh, yes.
Shit.
Buddy of Danny Glover.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fuck.
I don't really have one, I don't think.
It's so funny that you were excited that I was going to say that, and then you're
I know, because I thought I'd be quicker on the... But I used all my mental power to come up with Helen Wheels.
That's money right there. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Which she would have been on the New York Enforcers on roller jam.
We should just pack it in now, because we're not going to do any better.
We're not doing any better.
Remember Mark D'Amato?
I remember Mark D'Amato.
Fuck it, let's go.
I loved watching roller
derby. It was so good.
When it was on fucking TNN or TNN Network.
Because ECW was the lead in on Friday night.
Oh my god, I love that. I used to watch it all the time.
It was so good, man.
Yep.
I go back even further. I remember roller games from like 1990,
1991. Remember, was it the remake of Rollerball?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Slipknot's in it. Paul Heyman's in it.
Yeah.
Fucking wild.
The original Rollerball is really good.
It is,
with Jimmy Conn.
Yeah. But that one also had LL Cool J.
Sure did.
And hey.
Didn't they have the guy from American Pie?
Not Stifler.
Not Stifler.
The pretty guy with dark hair.
Oh,
Chris Klein. But then there
was, Chris Klein.
But then there was Whip It.
You're a fucking
Whip It's a really good movie, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. With Elliot Page and Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore.
And the unfunny lady from SNL.
The unfunny lady from SNL.
Mm-hmm. She did the Lifetime
movie. That's
too broad. It's one broad.
You walked right into it.
I did.
Kristen Wiig.
Kristen Wiig.
Yeah.
DJ does not like Kristen Wiig.
No, she stinks.
Oh man,
this motherfucker. This is a complete
side. I like her.
Last night we watched a video. It was like 100 movies in 3 seconds. No, you don't have to name 100 movies in 3 seconds, but they give you 3 seconds to name the movie. We watched it. He got 86. I think it was 86 out of 100, right?
I was 15 wrong.
Okay. 15. Oh, fucking pardon me.
Yeah.
85 out of 100, right.
It's off by one, and you acted like that was
so... Yeah, I don't want to give myself too credit.
I love you, but no, I never saw it.
Yeah.
But you're a sicko.
I got one before he got it.
You did. I'm very proud of you.
I don't remember what it was now.
Me neither.
I got thrown off on any of the James Bond ones because I don't know my James Bond movies outside of knowing that it's a James Bond movie.
Mm. And you know what? They're tricking us. But I don't like that. No trickeration.
Out of those 100 movies that we said, I think that I only saw like 15 of them.
Well, I didn't see some of us spent a lot of our childhoods watching movies, and some of us were doing outside things. I was roller skating. I was watching movies.
I also spent a lot of time roller skating.
Speaking of the nation.
Yeah.
Okay, so
now we got to talk about wings again.
No, we don't though.
Carte blanche.
We could just fuck it. Anyway.
So carte blanche was the food cart thing. And
cheeses and meats.
And fresh bread.
And
mushroom tarts.
Tarts and puff pastry. So her name was Blanche, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Because it's like, carte blanche, but it's carte blanche.
Yeah. Right. But I think when she was leaving, they were like, Blanche, where are you going? Mm-hmm. That was my Antonio.
It was good. I liked it.
And IMDb, she is just named Cart Lady.
Cart Lady?
I was hoping you were just going to say Cart.
Played by KT Vogt. V-O-G-T.
When Ice-T was credited as Rap Talker in the first break.
Rap Talker.
Yep.
It's one of my favorite credits ever.
Skate Blanchette.
Skate Blanchette.
That's a good one.
Go. Ooh.
Ain't no stopping him now, baby. He loves Kate Blanchett. He's on.
I do love Kate Blanchett. She's in the Borderlands movie, and I want to see it just on because she's in it.
Yeah.
Do you ever play Borderlands? I'm not great at that kind of game. Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
It's fun. Yeah, I'm just bad at that. Yeah. I'm an old man.
You're not that old.
I'm old enough.
I think the stylist at my salon is Skatey Perry.
Mm. Oh, I like it.
Good man. Yeah,
cool. All right. Sure. All right.
It's just the same stylist who also has a cat named
Kitty Purry.
Kitty Purry. She's a big Katy Perry fan.
She is.
And fun. Jesus.
What? Yeah, anyway. That as well.
Mm-hmm. I saw Katy Perry at the Warped Tour.
There you go.
Yeah.
That was good times.
Back to the episode.
What a good episode of television this was. One for the ages. Let's talk about
Antonio dates a pretty lady. Oh, so they go on their date.
Oh, that's right.
And Antonio, they're sitting in the cab, and Antonio's like, "I'm sorry, I spilled the wine on your dress, and the chicken scallopini, not veal scallopini, but chicken scallopini, and the raspberry jam, and the whatever
sorbet,
the raspberry sorbet."
But then he keeps like the whole thing in this episode. He keeps getting in front of himself. He keeps saying, "Oh, well, I guess, you know, it was nice. This was a nice time, but, you know, I'll see you around," or whatever.
Right.
And she's like, "Oh, okay. I guess you didn't have a good time." And he's like, "What, are you insane? Of course I had a good time, but I messed everything up. You're not going to want to see me." And she's like, "No, and that's what he does."
No, and then she's like, "Oh, I get it. You just think that I'm not attractive."
Oh, right. Yes.
Yeah.
And he's like, "What world is this?"
Right. And she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
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 She is objectively gorgeous.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
For a second, I thought it was Denise Richards.
Mm. I can see, they had similar faces.
Mm. She reminded me of somebody,
but I
don't
know. Denise Richards is younger.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Than this woman would be, though.
Also reminded me of someone, and okay. I can't quite
I don't know how old Denise Richards is.
I feel like she's closer to our age than we want to believe.
This makes her look a little bit like Robert Zadar.
There she looks like Julia Fox.
But I'll tell you, when I first saw her,
she
reminded me of in this episode, which is, and it's funny because she was on Lois and Clark. Maybe that's just my brain doing stuff. I thought she looked a little bit like Terry Hatcher put through that Photoshop thing where they try and perfect your face.
I could see that.
A little bit of Terry Hatcher vibes.
Yeah.
But prettier. Like if Terry Hatcher was a supermodel, kind of. Not that Terry Hatcher isn't very pretty, but you know what I mean.
I mean, that's just Terry Hatcher with, like, exponentially more makeup than she wears.
Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll just show Doug Denise Richards.
You don't know Denise Richards?
No, I know her. I haven't seen pictures of her. Oh. My memory of Denise Richards.
Oh. She was in a Wild Thing.
Yeah, Wild Thing. I have a picture of Denise Richards great in my head.
I mainly think of her. I think of her from Starship Troopers because that's why I watched the most. Same. So he showed me recent pictures of her.
I've seen Starship Troopers front to back more than I've seen Wild Things front to back, but I've seen a certain 10 minutes
of Wild Things.
But I've seen a certain 10 minutes of Wild Things longer, more than almost any other movie I've ever seen.
Kevin Bacon's Good Dick. Lord. Right?
Yes, that's not the scene I'm talking about, but yes, Kevin Bacon's Dick is in
on
it.
On the right?
That's her most times.
So. She started, I've seen her, like, that. I think that's just a bad picture of her. I think she looks better because she started on OnlyFans when her daughter did, which is super weird.
She's so cute.
And hanging out with Charlie Sheen didn't help anything either.
Yeah, OnlyFans, a nice mother-daughter activity.
Right.
They're individual accounts. It's not.
Yeah, still hate it. I still hate it, even if they're separate. Oh, why would they start it at the same time?
Accounts. Wait, but why, Michelle?
What?
Because there shouldn't be, like, an age limit or whatever if they're individual things and they're both.
Oh, yeah, I hate that her daughter started one, and so she was like, I'm going to start one, too.
Oh, okay.
That's the part that I hate.
Okay.
I don't hate that Denise Richards has one.
It was like her 19-year-old daughter.
Oh, you're on OnlyFans? Yeah. Maybe I'll join OnlyFans. Yeah, weird thing for your mom to say.
Her 19-year-old daughter started, and she was like, well, I don't think I like this, and I guess the daughter explained it to her. She's like, oh, maybe I'll start one.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
That's the part
I now I have the concept. Context.
Yes. Yeah, everything else about it.
What's going on over in this Doug, treadmill over here? Doug,
what would you like to say?
I feel like OnlyFans needs to be for very specific things.
Yes, fans.
Like what?
Like pornography.
But it was started for artists.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you stop chicken boning in the face?
Yeah, artists. Like, if you want to, like, sit on a cake and take a video of that, and then people want to pay you to watch you sit on a cake.
Remember when OnlyFans was like, hey, we're going away from porn?
Yep.
And then there was an uprising.
Yeah.
Well, no, so I think it started with, either it started in the artist community or the fitness community, but it started with one of those, became bigger in the other one, and porn didn't come until later.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And so you can subscribe, have access to these things.
I don't subscribe to anybody on OnlyFans, but on my Twitter today, I did see someone retweet of a thing from OnlyFans, and a lady was like, some guy paid me $10,000 to do this, and she got a bunch of things of Play-Doh.
Mm-hmm.
Lumped them all together. It was all different colors. Lumped them all together on a chair and then sat on it without pants and mailed the guy the Play-Doh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For $10,000.
I would do that for $10,000.
I would do that for $10,000 as well.
I would do that for
$10. Right. Let's go, brother. Hey.
So here's
give me $10 and buy the Play-Doh.
No, we're in. Fuck that. Buy me
here's
a sandwich.
Here's my only thing. Yeah, right? I don't have anything against the actual thing. And in theory, I would love to say I would do that for $10,000, but I would have to scrub that clean after the imprint and everything, just like people who, like, sell their socks or their panties or whatever.
Or their wrestling gear.
Well, you can't.
I don't want to give you my DNA.
I'm going to say something right now.
That's the only thing.
I'm going to say something right now that I don't want it to incriminate me. Brett and I do travel in a certain circle, and here is a thing that is very integral to the part of the sale.
Mm-hmm.
It has to have sniffs left in it. People won't buy it.
That's what I
But I get what Tatum's saying about not wanting some person to have your DNA. Because that's how they get you.
Yeah.
That's a brought to you by Michelle. That's
wouldn't your DNA on Play-Doh be corrupted enough for them not to be able to do anything with it?
Who knows what people could do with DNA these days.
I don't know. We're not a DNA scientist, but the sky's the limit. Surprise, motherfucker.
Surprise, motherfucker.
I'll rise, motherfucker.
Some guys, motherfucker.
Our eyes, motherfucker.
I don't know where we are in this episode. Essentially, I think we've gone all out of order, but yes. Meat cart.
So, meat Helen, cart. Antonio
suicide.
Antonio dick prints some Play-Doh.
Yeah.
Right. Helen joins OnlyFans.
Helen thinks that she's Spanish.
Right.
That
a lot of cultural appropriation.
Oh my god.
She even did like an adios mio, didn't she?
She sure did.
Yep.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm. She kept trying to give everybody egg salad, and I just don't feel like if you're trying to put your what best foot forward. What is egg salad?
I'm not egg salad.
If you're trying to put your best foot forward, that is not what you should be serving.
Let's just walk this back for 1 second. I've had potato salad.
Okay.
I've had chicken salad.
Yeah.
Now, in potato salad, eggs is a part of potato salad.
That's right.
Is egg salad just potato salad without the potato?
That's right, yeah.
Why would anybody want to eat that? That's just eggs and mayo.
Yep.
Well, right. I mean, hopefully you'll put a little mustard in there.
That is just eggs chopped up and covered in food lube.
And yeah. Egg salad. Yeah. Hard boiled eggs creep me the fuck out.
And you just put me as well. Yeah,
we've talked about this.
Tomato?
Yes.
Tomato?
Both hard boiled eggs and mayo.
I'll eat an egg
neither
white.
Of us can like.
I like egg whites all day.
Neither of us can like.
I like scrambled eggs. Yeah. When you make them,
when I was delicious. When I was a kid, my mom's like, this is why I'm making egg salad. And I'm just like, I'm going to go in my room and die.
Yeah.
So I really liked it as a kid. I haven't had it since I was a child.
Okay. So it recently. Like, it was a big TikTok thing because
that
this woman
yes, she, I saw
okay, do you know the context behind it? So this woman is like, so we're leaving for the Bahamas today, and so my kids requested egg salad, so I'm going to make bunch of egg salad. And she starts with a potato masher, mashing up all of these hard-boiled eggs and whatever, and everybody is like losing their mind, and they're like, what do you mean you're traveling to the Bahamas? You're going to put your kids on a fucking plane with this and whatever, but like without going to her account and recognizing they're a family of sailors. She homeschools the kids on their sailboat.
Oh, okay. And so they're not flying.
These aren't real people. No.
This is all fake. I don't believe it.
As a group of people that decided to sit down at a table once every other week and talk about wings while eating chicken wings, someone who homeschools their children on a sailboat because they are quote unquote a family of sailors that exclusively eats egg salad on their way to the Bahamas is not a real thing. No, also, those are not words that have ever gone together. They will never go together.
But also,
like the lady on that plane, these motherfuckers not real.
So, the comment that I saw about the egg salad. So this woman makes egg salad. She mashes. She
so
has
she's
all these
paste.
Hard. Yes, she makes egg paste.
You're supposed to like chop it, right?
Ooh, and then she takes
egg paste.
She takes generic mayo, and she's like, "Oh, this isn't the mayo that we like. But it's the mayo I have." Who buys mayo they don't like? What is that?
And, you know, and then who does? People who are sailing right and now. They only have what they have on whatever island they're on.
I guess that's true.
I homeschool my kids on a sailboat.
But then she put.
I have so many problems with all of this.
So much
Doug,
mayo.
You look right now like I felt watching this episode, needing the big blanket, crawling into the couch. Yes. The way you are hugging yourself.
Somebody stabbed me in the eye.
But here's,
with a gun.
Here's the comment. This TikTok video, though, she does not put salt, pepper. There's not a seasoning that she puts. She doesn't put mustard in there. So it's just eggs and mayo. That's
mustard
it.
In it?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
What the?
Doug
the human
die.
Race does not deserve to exist.
Does that make a German egg salad?
No.
Oh,
and
my
so
God.
Because when you add mayo, when you add mustard to potato salad, it makes a German potato salad, right?
I don't know. Where do you think I'm from?
Germany. Doug and I are both going to throw up if you keep talking about egg salad.
You're blonde hair with blue eyes. We got two options.
Somebody said, though, because she also then makes peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and somebody's like, how did the egg salad have the same number of ingredients as the peanut butter and jelly? And that, listen. I think, is that person's asking the real questions.
I'll eat a PB&J every day. Egg salad can go fuck itself.
Especially a PB&J on toast.
Ah, dude, it's delicious.
Yeah, that's a good time. But, egg salad. I'm sorry, I was like, I will starve and or dive off this boat and drown.
Yeah.
I will die.
I don't want to live myself over before I eat egg salad.
So, Antonio.
So right.
It.
And so she's like, no, I'm like really into you,
that
Antonio. So then we end up. Antonio decides to stop by her place and is basically like, you know, yeah, I'm super into you, whatever. And she's like, oh, I wasn't expecting you.
Can we schedule the breakup?
Right. And he was like, I need to know, like, when you're going to break up with me so that I can prepare myself and whatever. And she's like, what are you talking about? I wasn't expecting you. And now is not really a good time. Somebody's coming over and it's her ex.
Yes.
Eric.
Yes, because Antonio, he looks like an Eric, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Looks
Antonio
like an Eric.
Is convinced she's going to get, and I quote, this is a direct thing that he says, a modicum of confidence, mm-hmm. and that will cause her to end it with him.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that's why he's got to go over there and schedule their breakup. Yep. So Eric, and you're right, he absolutely looks like an Eric, or the only other name that would be acceptable for him would be Chad.
Hmm.
He's got some Chad energy.
He's got some Chad energy.
Oh, God. I'm still thinking about egg salad.
Well, don't anymore.
Yeah, so and then so this guy does some really terrible, rude things to her.
He's awful.
So the point is that he doesn't listen. But, like, the countdown thing? Like, he counts at her? Like, I'll let you make up your own mind. I'll count to 3, and then 6, and then 10?
Right. To count down, to give her one last chance.
Right.
All right, Chad.
And he's also at the same time.
Y'all were getting hot.
Disparaging Antonio the whole time.
Yes.
He thought he was the super.
Well, because right. Because Antonio goes there to plan the breakup.
Yeah.
Which is weird. He has his notebook. Yeah, I know. But, like, he's really mean to, like, I don't know. This dude was, the vibes I got from him was the neighbor from Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, I could see that. So, great joke,
Christopher Guest's brother.
Great joke that he says that she can talk to the super later, and Antonio's like, oh, if only I dream of being.
Yeah, I noticed I gave up that dream.
Yeah,
years ago.
Right.
Yeah, and then they kiss.
And then they kiss.
The lady and Antonio, not the guy.
Because
he's like, I'll give you the best 8 minutes of your life.
No,
Right.
He says, I got the best 8 minutes in the business.
No, but there was that great back and forth where Eric says something like, he's like, I have enough money in my pocket to take her to Europe for a month.
Yeah.
And he was like, I could work for 30 years and not be able to afford a trip to Epcot Center.
Right.
And
right.
They just go
I got like a house worth this much money or whatever. And he's like, I have a studio apartment. Like, yeah.
With a leaky faucet.
And Eric's like, what is this? Like, what even
guy.
Was this?
Yeah.
I wish I kissed him at the end. She goes, oh, there's 15 minutes till Leno.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's like, ooh, a marathon.
Yeah. Yeah, because he said, I get the best 8 minutes in the game,
and I'm always done
before Leno.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's your episode.
Do you think we see her again?
No.
Because Antonio talked about the big face lady again.
He did.
And Pencil Pam?
Pencil Patty. Yeah, who lived under the bridge. They had some good times together.
Do we know why she's called Pencil Patty? Have we covered that before?
Nope. I don't think so.
Okay. She had a pencil once when he needed it.
Is she a homeless lady who sells pencils for money?
I'm not sure.
She might just be very thin. She's homeless.
But he lost her to, what was it, like, what was the other guy?
What? Oil Drum Dave.
Dry Rub Doug.
Dry Rub Doug! You don't have to say that because you nail.
Excuse me while I edit your contact info in my phone.
You did this to yourself.
No, that was from
Dry Rub
Southpaw Regional Wrestling.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Good you bring the meat because we're going to bring the potatoes. Anyway. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm sorry. I just wrestled on the podcast.
Nope. I think this is all
Doug never apologize.
Yeah.
This has been Wings and Wings. Are we going to rate this now?
I mean, there's nothing else to talk about.
Yeah. Who's going first?
I'll go first.
All right, do it.
2.
A 2?
Yeah. I felt like this
episode... Wait, did we talk about how the lady just leaves the cart? They don't have the cart there anymore and they have to go back to Eden Helen's
cart lady leaves.
Yeah, we just talked about that.
Okay, she was in Boston. There you
go. Yeah, right. She left. She's moving to Boston.
Yeah, because she was like, I can't make enough money on this island with you.
I said 2. I felt like this episode was better than last week's episode, but, like, just barely. But because we go in 0.25 intervals, I'm giving it a 2.
I'm going to put it on the same level. I'm going to hit it with a 2.
What did I say last week? 1.75?
You said 1.25?
1.75.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You said a 1. You said 1.25.
Yep.
You said 1.75.
I said a 2. What
do you got,
Doug?
Oh, there were a couple jokes. I'll go 1.5 and fuck them.
1.5 and fuck them. 1.75.
And fuck them or no?
Nah, no fucking allowed.
All
right. I will not
deny this. 2.0. No fucks.
You said that in a very odd way.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. What's the sauce called?
Pepper Palace Chesapeake Bay Hot Sauce. Pepper Palace. From wild to mild.
You got half of that, right?
No.
This is, yeah, it's weird. There's a scale of mild, like, all the way to the right instead of, it's off-putting.
Okay.
Add to scrambled eggs, soup, stews, chilies, Bloody Marys, cocktail sauce.
I don't want to do any of those things.
I would add it to cocktail sauce. I think it'd be a nice punch up to a cocktail sauce.
I'd put it in a Bloody Mary or just add vodka to it and just drink it. Yeah.
But what would you rate it on a scale of 1 to 5?
Michelle, lead us off.
Yeah,
Michelle. I'm going to give it a 2.5. This is a nice middle of the road sauce. Not terrible, not great. Old Bay hot sauce was much better than this one. It's not really spicy, it's just Old Bay.
Yeah. It's
like Frank's Red Hot with Old Bay in it.
But not even, it's not even as hot as Frank's Red Hot, honestly. Yeah, the Old Bay that we did years ago got a 4.5 out of us, which is incredibly high. I think this is at least twice as good, or that was at least twice as good as this one. So I'm going to go 2.25. It was fine. Real runny.
Be good on shrimp or something.
Yeah, right. Man, it took some cocktail sauce.
Yeah, definitely the inferior sauce. Not the worst we've ever had, mm-hmm. but yeah, I'm going to go with 2.5 as well.
I don't know why the sauce was confusing the shit out of me. I'm kind of like, oh, I think I might really like this. It's not that great.
I tried to like
so it. So that means I'm going to go middle of the road, 2.5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same. Cosine, 2.5.
Let's go.
All right.
Yeah, there we go.
That works. I fucked with the math on that because I'm the one who went the lowest. Mm-hmm. Is that it?
All right, yeah.
Michelle?
That's
all. Plug away.
Check us out at _wingsonwings on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. You can also email us at wingsonwingspodcast@gmail.com or find us at wingsonwings.podbean.com. You can also find us on the Soon to Be Named Network at STBN Network on Twitter, soontobenamednetwork.com, soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com, where you can find this and lots of other good podcasts. Like We Need Wrestling.
Hey, that's us.
Add-ons. Don't look at me with that tone of wrestling. Voice. Wrestling.
And something about puzzles.
Yes.
All right.
And something else about arguments.
Is that it?
Puzzles and arguments.
All right. Dry rub Doug, get us out of here.
Wings. Watch them. Love them. Eat them.
What's to love them for?
I don't know.
You're listening to the soon-to-be-named network, the Lamborghini of Podcast Network.